in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Daddy, I love you, Daddy. If there ever was a time to tell you so, it's right now before you go. Oh, Daddy, I love you, Daddy. You lift me on high right to the sky and tell me I'm the apple of your eye. And maybe here and there you might swear or do a thing or two that you shouldn't do, but never stop loving you. Oh, Daddy, why'd you leave me, Daddy? I thought I'd see you just one more time, but you never came back. Oh, Daddy, why'd you make me grow up without you? Don't you know you broke my heart? How could you do that to a little boy? Daddy, I love you, Daddy.
Hello and welcome to VHS Rewind, Daddy.
I don't want to give my hand away too early, but that was the best part of the movie.
You're out of your mind. All right, the movie we're talking about is our second part of a movie that is really a controversial movie. It's unreleased in the country, and it's not the easiest movie to come by, right?
It is not.
And it is, I loved it. I loved this movie. We have a real Siskel and Ebert moment here.
Are you serious?
I walked away, I did watch it in two parts, and I was sick. But, but, I loved this movie. I was so happy about this movie, I thought it was a breath of fresh air.
This is Louis C.K.'s magnum opus.
Yes.
I love you, Daddy. So, you know, when we did our last movie in this Dirty Old Man series, Woody Allen's A Rainy Day in New York, I could tell you Woody's, you know, his whole CV backwards and forwards, and sure. I could talk about his work for ages. I'm not a fan of Louis C.K. I don't know much of his work. I didn't watch his TV show.
You don't like him because he's a redhead.
I have to say, after watching this movie, even in black and white, he is not an attractive person.
Oh, no, he's not. No. I mean, he's
a redhead. You cannot put them on film. You can't.
Unless they're female.
But so tell me, you watched this show. I mean, is this movie in the same?
No.
He plays
Louis. He plays Louis C.K. Now this,
as he does here, yeah.
I want to just mention this movie was edited by him. It was written by him, directed, everything.
And for the rest of the show, when I you know, list what's wrong with this, I am going to always call him auteur Louis C.K. All the choices in this movie are his, okay? Everything from words that are spoken by all the characters, it's him. So
now, in all seriousness, his humor is not exactly – it's not for everyone. And it wasn't for everyone even before the Me Too movement. And he had an HBO – special, like a series. He had the first HBO sitcom, actually. I don't know if it was the first. It was one, I'm looking for the name of it. I think it was just Lucky Louie. And it was a sitcom with Pamela, what was this girl's name?
Ald Adlin?
Yeah, Pamela Adlin played his wife in this HBO uncensored sitcom. And I fell in love with his comedy at this point. It was always very dark, very bleak. Sometimes it would get downright depressing, though, which, you know, is normal. So Louis C.K. is, just so we can go and look at him and what is he? He's a Jewish-Mexican guy. Right?
Is he really?
Yeah, like he has a very strange background. Like those are two things you don't really kind of think about, and you also don't add in red hair when you think that.
No, not at all. What is his name really? Is it Louis Schwartz, or you know what's the CK business? I never understood that.
You know, I don't even know. It's Louis Zekely. So it's like S Z E K E L Y.
I see.
No, he, you know, he also wrote the kind of legendary movie Pootie Tang,
which I have never seen.
Me either.
I know it's about a black superhero with Chris Rock, no less.
Funny story is somebody somehow got my Blockbuster video card years and years ago and rented that movie and never returned it. And I remember they were sending me a bill to replace Pootie Tang, and I'm like, "What the fuck is Pootie Tang? What?" You know,
is that a porn?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? But now I'm kind of interested because I did not know until just now that he wrote Pootie Tang. He's a pretty experienced comic. I personally find his comedy to be very good, very funny. And when this all came out with the Me Too stuff, I was like, oh, geez. Now, you know, he's a liberal. He's a very anti-Trump kind of guy. It's just... And for me to still like him after, you know, whenever a comic gets political about any side, you know, I kind of dislike that. I think it's kind of cheap. Like, I felt the same way when people were going after Barack Obama. And he never did that, which I always found to be really refreshing.
Now, when we talked about Woody in light of A Rainy Day in New York,
yeah,
we talked about his why Me Too's after him, mm-hmm, and how it's the, you know, it's based on an accusation that was put through a court of law and he was found
innocent. Yeah.
And now with Louis C.K., let's talk about we have to mention what he did. I mean, so he would forcibly lock women, you know, in a room with him so he could jerk off in front of them.
Well, I think you know, just casually whip it out, right?
And but jerk off too. So
no, I don't think he ever did anything by force.
I don't know. I thought he did. Like he again.
I think somebody said I felt it frozen, like I couldn't move, and it's like, well, you could have moved, you know.
You could have turned around.
Did you blink? You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, it's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get if you're going to do anything, like, why that? I mean, like, you're just going to whip it out, and that's, I don't know. I just, I kept trying to see that in him during this movie. Like yeah. What is it? You're like rich and famous. You can get anybody.
Yeah.
As this movie proves, I mean, he plays exactly who he is. He's someone with a TV show and he's creating more TV shows and he's famous and rich and he gets his co-stars. He can bag his co-stars. You know, it's just like, why do you need to anyway? So, you know, I'm just looking at that like, yeah, that's just kind of. And it was so tough for me to get out of my head, especially in light of the content of this movie.
See, but that's not fair in a lot of ways.
No, but we're going to get into why, because I think the sexual viewpoints in this movie, written, directed, produced, edited,
yeah,
scored by auteur Louis C.K.
he was working the craft services, sweeping up at the end of the day.
I mean, it's just some like, you know, you compare this, you have to put this in a Woody Allen world, you know, from the black and white to the bunch of neurotics talking to each other. This is a Woody Allen ripoff, right?
Oh no, well, I think it's more of a love letter to Woody Allen.
But I'm going to say it's not easy to do it because never on Woody's worst day did he have a collection of characters who are all so loathsome and unlikable, and a lead who's unlikable. You know, you put Woody, you know, he had one of his movies, what the hell is it, Deconstructing Harry, where he played, you know, a lecherous, dirty old man, basically. Right. And he was never as unlikable as Louis C.K. is in this.
I will agree that Louis C.K. did not shine in this movie.
Nor did, like, I got to ask you, like, who half these people are. His good buddy, Ralph? The fuck is this guy?
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? He's
in Charlie Day?
He's hilarious.
I've never heard of him. Oh, he is not hilarious.
Oh, he is, though.
In this movie, he is just, again, a loathsome, ugly.
He's in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Danny DeVito. And that's another DIY type of sitcom. And if you were to watch that, you of all people should watch that in all seriousness, because it is genuinely hilarious. And after watching that, you may begin to like him.
Is he this way? Like, just like with the...
He's kind of the wild
scatological card. And gross, like...
No, it's funny. Not that crass. I mean,
he thinks he's so funny, but he's not, you know?
Is, though. And so, listen, Boomer. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. My wife calls me that.
No, I understand exactly where you're coming from. This is one of the reasons why I really like Louis C.K. And then we'll get into some clips to play this banned movie. It's Louis C.K. made this TV show called Louis. I think it's just Louis. I don't know whether it was. But he shot and edited the entire pilot on his MacBook. He did. And he sold it to, I think it was Comedy Central, whoever bought it. And it's like, that to me is just amazing. To me, to be able to have this, you know, to be able to write the script and go out and do it. And it's such a good pilot. It's such a good show. And to continuously release these things exactly the way he wanted to, because I think at the time it was the only show that was doing well on whatever network it was. It speaks to me as somebody who likes to do things on my own. And the whole masturbation things, I could do without doing that on my own. But, but you know, it's really, I don't know. I hate to say it, and this is where, you know, I'll probably get a lot of people kind of questioning me, is I don't think what he did was as bad as this other stuff that people have done, like Bill Cosby raping girls. He would expose himself and masturbate in front of people, and that's insane. You know, it's genuinely insane. But he didn't touch anyone. He didn't lock anyone in a room, as far as I know.
And, send your letters to Mark at Instagram.
Yeah, it's Mark at VHS Rewind. spelled C-H-R-I-S. No, so listen, what he did is unacceptable. It's a fireable offense, but it's not as, it was poorly timed, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, let's look at this.
I heard worse things happening in Scholastic when you and I worked there.
Like what?
I can't tell you that. Oh, I can't tell you that here.
Don't use names, just initials.
I'll tell you off air.
Anyway.
But I will tell you. And actually, speaking of all of that, one of the biggest love stories of all of time to come out of Scholastic has ended.
Really?
It's over.
No way.
Yeah.
If it's who I'm thinking of?
The Miami Crew. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Who did what?
Oh, that I don't know. And I'm not saying it's because of me. No, I'm kidding. All right, but nobody knows what we're talking about. Except for maybe that one person who might, you know, be like, I know who you're talking about, and I'm going to tell. All right. So, all right.
Damn.
I think that you being a father of girls, you might look at this a little bit different than the way I look at this.
I couldn't believe.
Mother, may I?
Oh, my God. Is that a thing?
I did the same. I was like, this isn't a thing, right? I would just want to look up the video. And
I'm sure there are people who do that shit, but
no, as far as I see, it's not a thing, but it will be now that it's creepy.
That was just Charlie Day riffing.
It probably was. Charlie Day is so funny, dude. All right. So,
I mean, let's just talk about the film on its own merits and how does it stack up? So Louis C.K. is basically playing Louis C.K., only he has a daughter who is 17 years old. It is pounded into our skull.
Almost 18.
Almost 18, but she's still 17.
And what about this cast? This is a great cast. Outside of the people you don't know. But John Malkovich, Helen Hunt, that's about it.
And Helen Hunt is like, whoa, first of all,
Rose she doesn't Burns. Like
Helen Hunt doesn't look like Helen Hunt. And
no, Helen Hunt looks more like Edie Falco.
Oh, shit.
Or the way Edie Falco is supposed to look. I like
Edie Falco. Yes, John Malkovich is there. He's all of the characters in this movie are so poorly drawn and put together. Like,
I disagree. Let's
really like. All right, let's. So there's Louis C.K. I find
put
him,
this movie out, it would have done well. I have no doubt in my mind.
No way. There are no laughs in this. I laughed exactly once, and it was courtesy of Malkovich. I might have smiled a few times too, courtesy of Malkovich. But like, I thought he would be a little more, what's the word? He would be a little more Malkovich-y than he is. But all of the characters, like his character, he plays this world famous movie director. Let's say he is predicated on a version of Woody Allen. You know,
well, that's it. He's Woody Allen in this, in the strangeness of it all, right?
Because he's got this backstory where he molested a kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't play it like Woody. You know, he's not the nervous neurotic. He's more like a intellectual,
relaxed in any atmosphere.
Right. And I thought he was great, except his character really didn't go anywhere. And there's a crucial scene where I'm like, what just happened to his character? And we'll talk about that a little later. That's towards the end of the movie. But a world famous director who gets into TV, I don't know. That's a stretch. The daughter, Chloe Grace Moritz.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
She was in Sucker Punch like when she was 12. Not Sucker Punch.
I didn't even look.
Oh my god, not Sucker Punch. What the fuck is it called?
Kick-Ass,
which was a good movie. I like that.
I never saw it. It's on my list of things.
And again, she was 12, and I was like, wow, she's hot.
Right.
And now, I don't know. I like the fact that she's full-bodied.
I know. She was in the Amityville Horror remake.
Yes.
That's where I know her from.
No, she was in the Carrie remake. But
well, no, and the Amityville
Horror. No, you're right.
Horror.
She's also in the Amityville Horror. You're
but
right.
But that's
you're
where
right.
I know her from, because I saw that relatively recently.
Let's just say she's in the awkward stage.
And the Eye. The Eye.
Oh, she was in that?
Yeah. I don't know if I know her from that, but yeah.
But she plays his daughter as a spoiled rich brat. And at the end, like, she has a character switch that I am like, all right, that was abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, you know, Edie Falco plays his partner at his production company.
She was good.
She was good. She is always we're going to play a clip of her having a meltdown because Louis's always fucking with her and just doing things that puts her in a bad spot. So
she's basically the guy who you like if you and I were to release, you know, we have a future podcast coming out called Retro TV. And, you know, it's some one of these things where we're going to look at it as a little bit more of a we're going to try a bigger idea. And it's kind of like if it blows up and all of a sudden it gets picked up and everything. And it's like I start flaking out and doing all this stuff. And you're like, no, 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 we have to do this. That's exactly what happens. You know, it's like one guy is just like, I don't know, I'm dropping a ball over and over again. And you're like freaking out because it's like this is finally happening.
But she's always like at odds with him and just being so frustrated by him. And then at the end, apropos of nothing, she's like, don't worry about it, dear. It's going to be okay.
No, but that was like a year later.
No, I know. I know. And they didn't get the show on. in this plot, he's got this daughter.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm kidding.
Turning 18. He's got a new show that just got picked up, even though he doesn't have one script for any episodes of the series. So he has leading lady troubles.
You want to play the clip with Glenn Close and, as the ex-wife? And they're just basically talking. They're talking over lunch, the ex-wife and Louis C.K.
And oh, this is okay. You want to play that scene?
Yeah.
Here is exhibit number one of auteur Louis C.K.
Oh boy,
writing something which he believes, where he says to the ex-wife something like, "Fuck you, you got out too early."
Yeah.
And now I'm rich and fuck you.
And Louis C.K. is a bitter guy. I mean, it's clear
oh
he's
my
bitter.
God.
And it comes through his writing on everything.
But he says shit like that here, and he does it throughout this thing. Like,
yeah.
We're rich, and it's great.
Right, here we go.
What did you want to talk about?
China wanted me to talk to you about something.
Okay.
She wants to come and live with me for the rest of her senior year.
She said that?
Yes. And she wanted me to tell you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Look, I don't know why it is, and I don't think it has anything to do with you,
I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't have anything to do with me.
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So good that you know that.
It's just all kinds of bullshit.
Whoa, Aura.
Of course she wants to come live with you. You have a giant fucking apartment. I live in a shithole. And you have the Hamptons and the plane.
Well, none of that is my fault. You divorced me while I was a loser, so you lost.
Wow.
I take that back.
Yeah, you're just going to say that to me?
Take it back.
You can't take it back, and neither can she. Can we get the check?
So, I thought that's a great scene. And that's how we opened the movie, by the way.
There's a
buckle
lot of
up, people.
You don't need that scene. There's no reason to have that scene.
Is there
by
is?
The
reason
by
we
the next scene,
established that we established so much in
by,
in
by
one
the next
minute.
Scene, the next scene, she's already in the apartment in a bikini. So, and that's going to be your cover shot, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, and she, by the way, she is not 17. She'll be 23 years old in about a month, in a few weeks, and she must have been about 20 here, you know.
And looks it. And again, I like that she's curvy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's okay.
She's a good looking girl. She's a great looking girl. But in one minute, we've established that they're divorced. We've established that there's a girl named China.
But the ex-wife factors not at all into this movie. So there's no reason for that scene.
Well, but
except
now you don't have to say
meant to be a dick.
But now you don't have to wonder what happened to, you know, the mom. Out. So so we have do you want to talk about the TV series or the China? Yeah, here's one thing. China constantly says, "I love you, Daddy." Constantly.
I like that for the first 10 minutes, I think it is.
Yeah.
Where she keeps coming into the room saying she wants something and she says, "I love you, Daddy." I thought that was funny. She also gets like, I don't know if you noticed, like when she comes in, she sometimes gets like a musical, you know, note behind her or something. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
I don't know.
That's the way it is when you have daughters. Like they really know how to play on you.
Right. Thank God I am not in that situation. The manipulation situation. And you have doubly the problem.
This is true.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all – but I think that this is another movie that it's kind of like about parenting and about your kids growing up and making decisions that you really, really wish they wouldn't.
Do you want to talk – do you want to play the Mother May I clip?
Oh, my God, yes. Where is that?
And that's like four
– the clip four?
Yeah, it's – no, it's five. Sorry.
It's all right. Here we go. A Mother May I is just sounds so innocent at first, until Charlie Day gets his hands on those words. And I think once you learn that Charlie Day is actually a very funny comic, I think that his character will mean a lot more to you.
Is he a stand-up guy?
I don't know if he's ever done stand-up. I'm not sure. Whoops.
What's wrong?
She never tells me anything anymore.
Well, she was just on spring break.
So what does that mean?
Well, she's sparing you. You don't want to hear about that, spring break.
No, by the way, do we just want to mention, he's kind of like, I think he's supposed to also be, Glenn is supposed to be a best friend / celebrity, right? A comic. And
you mean Ralph? Ralph.
Oh, is his name, yeah, yes.
Yeah, his name's Ralph.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Louis C.K. is Glenn.
I get that he's acting in Louis shows, and that's why he's hanging around, because he doesn't seem to do anything else.
No, he seems more like a muse, almost. Like, he's just kind of always around.
True, yeah.
Giving weird advice.
No, it goes on down there?
Yeah, I know the basic idea, but China's not like that.
I know this one guy who was in Fort Lauderdale last year, and he had all these spring breakers in his hotel, and let me tell you, they had some fucked up shit going on.
No, I've heard about it. I know about that stuff.
They got this one thing, man, where like 50 guys all jack off into a beer. And then if a girl drinks the whole beer, she gets to blow all the guys who came in.
Jesus Christ, Ralph.
I know, right? And there's another one called, it's called Mother May I? Where one girl, and it's usually like the ugliest chick, you know, she plays mother. And all the guys will line up naked and the girls will line up naked. And the guys will be like, oh, Mother, may I fuck this chick? And she'll be like, yes, you may. Yes, you may. But only if you lick this guy's asshole or whatever. So you gotta do the gross thing, and then you get the good thing, I guess. It's called Mother May I?
I get it, Ralph. I get it.
Something a father does not want to hear is going on in spring break that his daughter just returned from.
Now, can we say she is a senior in high school? This is said in the play, in the movie here. You don't go to spring break in high school. You do that when you're in college.
But you do when your dad is worth like $20 million or something, you know?
I guess. Maybe. I guess she's not going to public school.
No. I mean, it's – they live a different lifestyle, you know? It's a strange one. But I thought that was just like ridiculous and funny. And
that Mother May I comes up again in
later on.
In the daughter's final like
confession almost.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
There is no way that would be what was going on. No.
Get there.
No.
Just,
you know what? You know how I kept picturing China, which is the daughter.
Naked.
Think of, well, that too. Think of, what's Lori Loughlin's daughter? I forget what her name is.
I don't know what she looks like, but I'm sure she's too young me to think about her.
But just the way she's living, she gets.
Oh yeah.
Paid into college. You know, they buy her way into college. You know, and in this, Louis is complaining that the daughter doesn't fill out college, you know, applications. You know, come on. You'd be buying her way into college.
Well, not anymore. Now you go to jail for it.
Well, but at the time this movie was made. But I kept thinking, that's Lori Loughlin's daughter, a vapid, you know, chick who has no talent, living off mommy and daddy's money, and life is going to be fine for her. She's going to have a gaggle of friends, and she's going to.
Right, it's like a Paris Hilton's friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just one of these kind of, you know, nothings. But, you know, there's a couple twists. There's more to it than that. I think you enjoyed this movie a lot more than you're willing to. I think Marcy told you better not say that you like this movie.
I think there is a, like, it's not an entertaining movie. It's not.
I have to disagree.
Especially when we talk about the central conundrum, the central problem in the movie. But we'll get there. I don't want to get there yet. Let's play the clip with the production partner.
All right, with Edie Falco?
With Edie Falco, because she's funny in this.
Now, do you think that the window – that's a fake office, right?
That's a fake office, yeah.
But it's weird because when they move around, it's kind of like – it's kind of real looking.
It is?
I'm sure they have a technology that would make it follow.
Isn't that green screen?
I don't think so.
If it's not a painting. If it's not even a painting.
I don't think it's a painting.
You don't think that's a painting?
I believe that it's possible this is a real office. Why not? You know, they could rent it. It can't be that hard to find out. I'm going to dig up while the clip is playing.
Oh, what the fuck?
He's on his phone.
What the fuck?
What?
Hang on.
And here's the thing. I look at Louis C.K. at this desk and in this office, and I picture it as this is the desk that he would be in. You know, like with when, like this is the exact scenario, maybe.
And that apartment he has too.
Yeah. Or house. I don't know what that place is.
I'm sending this to you. Oh, there's an ad. You gotta watch the ad.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
What the hell?
What the hell? What the fuck?
Wait, you tell the network they could have that show for the fall?
They wanted it for the fall.
The fall, Glenn? How are we going to get the show staffed and cast and shot and cut in time to air in September when you haven't fucking written it yet?
I'll get it written.
Get it written? Glenn, it's April. Why did you put us in this position?
Because that's what they had open. They had a slot in the fall, and so I grabbed it. So we have another show on the air. Isn't that what we want? To stay working, to stay on television? They want the show for the fall. If we can't do it,
they push us to mid-season.
But don't you see what this does to the company, Glenn? What this does to me? Because I like to try to do the things that we say we're going to do.
Yes, Paula, and you do. You do it every time. That's why you're a rock star, and that's why you're my partner.
No, Glenn, I'm not a rock star. I just work, and I never complain, right? You tell me you need a horse dangling from a helicopter over the ocean. I don't ask you what you need it for. I just go out and I fucking do it. I go out.
I do want to just mention, just interrupt her for a moment. If you look behind him, he has a number of Emmys. Is that Emmys or Blockbuster Video Awards? I don't know what those are. but to the right, there's a stereo receiver, and it's a Macintosh stereo receiver. Very high-end stereo system. Like, you know, like maybe like $5,000, you know. I just wanted to point that out.
I'll take a look.
Out and I find a pilot and an aircraft. I find a slimy animal handler who is willing to dangle his fucking horse off a helicopter over the ocean, an experience from which that animal will never recover, by the way. And we put them out on a barge. We go out and we fucking shoot it because you told me it was essential to the storyline.
Jesus, I never saw that. What show was that for?
No, you didn't, because he cut it. And no one will ever be able to explain to that fucking horse why it had that experience.
And we gave $10,000 to PETA.
Great. The horse will never see that money.
I don't think horses remember, do they?
Look, I would die for you, Glenn. You know that. I'm sworn to do that like a fucking knight in armor.
I know.
But when you pull bullshit like this, when you turn my own ability against me, when you promise things to people that I can't do, when you set me up to fucking fail so you can hold on to a time slot for a show that you haven't even written yet about nurses, Glenn? Glenn, why are we doing a show about nurses? What the fuck do you know about a nurse? Or anybody who works hard and gives a shit about their job? Hmm?
Now, Edie Falco really comes across with the stress, right?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I like her, and I forget what... She played a nurse, or maybe still plays a nurse.
She did. Nurse. I forget what the name of that show was. Ratchet, that was a good show, though.
Yeah, it was a really good show, and she's doing a lot of drugs and stuff. But yeah, I remember her being... That was a really good show. I think I should go back to it. But yeah, I was kind of surprised at how good she really is. And Louis C.K. is just playing himself, for the most part.
And again, remember her stress level, because it's here, it's in another scene, and another scene, yeah. And then in her final scene, she's like, it's okay.
Because he's out of her life.
No, is that what it is? Because yes. She's saying, we're going to keep on making shows, we're going to make damn good TV. Not great TV.
Maybe he broke her, you know? In a lot of ways, I think. Now we have Grace Cullen. Do you know Grace Cullen from anything?
She's, what's that woman's name? I forget what her name is. Ugh, damn it. But yeah, she's Rose Byrne. She was in...
Oh, that's fine, man. I'm sorry. I'm using her fake name.
She was in some show with Glenn Close.
I know her from, like, Bridesmaids. She was in a lot of Melissa McCarthy type things.
I think she was in the remake of Annie.
Was she really? Wow.
So,
oh my God, she was. Who else was in that movie? You like the
Jamie
only white
Fox.
Person?
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx. Oh my God,
Bobby Cannavale. I think she's married to him. But
did you ever see the real name for the girl who played Annie?
No.
Kaven Zahane Wallace.
Okay.
Oh, Bobby Cannavale. I don't know. A lot of, like, African people, like Adewale, Akinnuye, Ajbaye.
Umfufu!
Holy moly. People like that, I just go, what are your initials? you know, it's... But, yeah, I mean, that movie was... did anybody go see that movie? That movie did not...
Annie?
Was not needed, yeah.
Was not needed.
She's been in a lot of stuff, actually, believe it or not.
Rose Byrne?
Yeah, Rose Byrne has been pretty much actively working since, I'd say, since about 2000.
And she's pretty.
Yeah, she's a good-looking woman, and she's pregnant in this. Do you think she's really pregnant in this?
I was wondering that. You know, she shows the bare belly in a few scenes.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that real? Because I don't think she has a kid in real life, but I couldn't tell.
I'm doing Rose Byrne pregnant.
I was still jerking off to her.
Well, so was
Louis C.K.
Yeah, she that was real, dude.
Oh, it was? Wow. Yeah,
there's photos of her with her huge belly.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, she's one of these, like, naturally beautiful women, and I think
she's Australian too.
Yeah, she's Australian, but yeah, I won't hold that against her. So. Yeah, I mean, I like her as an actress. I think she's pretty decent. She's like kind of a straight woman, really, whenever I've seen her in things.
Yep.
So should I play that scene with her?
Where she comes to the office?
Yeah.
Yes, because here's a scene where a guy, Charlie Day, feigns masturbation in front of Edie Falco. So let's play that.
Now, would that be clip 12? No, what am I doing? I'm way out of the realm here.
I think it's 10. 10.
Glenn watches a movie on TV starring Grace, right?
No, oh wait, sorry.
No, so it's 17.
Before that. I'm sorry, it's 9.
You wrote 1763.
Oops.
No, it's okay.
53.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Dick.
That's Albert Brooks on the phone.
Oh, is it Albert Brooks?
I heard your nurse's show got picked up. That's a fucking booter.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
No, it's all good. And I'm going to make your day perfect.
So, yeah, this is happening right after Edie Falco just blew up at him.
Yep.
I've got your lead.
No, the lead is cast, Dick.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
I heard they hate Jordana, and I heard you hate her, and you need a lead. So I got your lead. Grace Cullen is your lead.
Oh, Grace Cullen, why would she want to be on this show?
She loves your work. Anyway, she's on her way to your office now. Just meet her. She wants to talk.
How do I get Grace Cullen? I didn't have an appointment to meet her.
Any appointments? What are you, Secretary of Defense? Just meet her. Meet her.
She's here?
She's
Jesus
here.
Christ, Dick.
Charlie Day's in the background, basically, air brabeding.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's very ridiculous. And I found that was a bit much, but it was, I don't know, it's Charlie Day. So, this is exactly how stuff happens, I think.
Look, and he keeps doing it when Edie Falco comes
Yeah,
in.
He has no shame, this guy. He has no filter, nothing. But I genuinely think this is how it happens. You know, like, one guy calls another guy, they just send it over, and the director falls in love with the leading lady.
What are you doing?
I can't insult Grace Cullen.
Let her in. Let her in.
Go ahead. Let her in. Yeah, fuck you, Dick.
Oh, God. Edie Falco just walks out disgusted.
Right. Oh, my God. I felt so...
it's just like the... Another thing is kind of like, this is kind of what Louis C.K. was, Louis C.K. actually did to people, was what Charlie Day just did, right?
Right, and aren't you skeeved out, like, right now?
Me? Nah. Funny. I think it's funny. But it's definitely strange, and, you know, people have strange fetishes, I guess.
Like, why this character of Grace Cullen
right.
would want to sleep with Louis C.K.? I don't know.
The role. Well, he represents, I mean, remember, she dated the Malkovich character.
Right. When she was 15, she says.
Yeah. So, it's not even clear what happened to the Malkovich character.
How come I can never find, like, pretty girls who have daddy issues? Like, what? There's none at work. Why?
They're out there.
Why?
They'll find
Is it because
you.
I'm a redhead like Louis C.K.?
Maybe.
What? What is the problem?
Louis, you could probably tell Louis C.K. If you talk to Louis C.K., he would probably agree with you. It's like, they're just not out there.
I should just whip it out.
Yeah. You know what? What do you got to lose, right? Your whole life? So should I continue playing this clip? I mean, she comes into the office.
Right. She just talks about how much she wants to work with him.
Yeah.
And be on the show. She doesn't want to get in the way of the lady who's already cast.
She's dressed in a very, I guess, society '50s
very
look.
Very tight.
Yeah.
Hugging all the hips and the belly.
Yeah, she is certainly pregnant. Do you think that this was shot in color and they just turned off the color? I mean, this is not film.
I have no idea. Can you do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm assuming you have to shoot it in color.
I have no idea how that would.
I mean, it's not film, so I like it. It's different.
And then they, in post, turn it black and white? Like, just take the color out?
Yeah, I mean, just basically turn black and white. Boom.
It's not as expressive as the black and white of Woody Allen's Manhattan or Woody's other black and white, which I think were shot on film black and white.
But there are very – yeah, those were all shot on film. But, you know, there are some shots in here that I think are very nice. I think that they're set up kind of really nice. I don't know. I really enjoy the look of this entire film. I do like the way that it flows. But, you know, it's not – by far is it a perfect movie. I just think it would have done okay if it was released. I think it would have done well, actually.
I don't think Louis C.K. has an audience with middle America. And I just don't think that they respond to his rich, obnoxious snobbery and
But he's playing a character. He's not really like this.
You don't know that?
I do, actually. I don't.
And he plays obnoxious, like, on the show, doesn't he? On his TV show?
No, he plays kind of himself again in Louis.
Okay.
He's a successful comic, and he's kind of up and coming. And I think it's a worthwhile show. It's kind of like the Marc Maron show, which I think is called Maron. I think that's a worthwhile show. Yep. As a matter of fact, Louis C.K. is even on that. I don't recommend the Marc Maron podcast because it's just not what it used to be. It used to be a really good show. Now it's kind of like...
He just fawns over everybody?
Yeah, I mean, he had the number one podcast for a very long time, and he got a lot of attention. He even had Barack Obama on his podcast. And that's about where his podcast started taking a dump. No, it did, because it became too successful. And I hate saying something can become too successful, but everyone remembers when their favorite show just kind of jumped the shark. And he did a good interview with Barack Obama. It's just, I haven't listened to many episodes since then. And the times I have gone back, I just kind of, unless it's a really good guest, I don't listen. It used to be just a bare bones kind of cool show with somebody who, you know, is very talented. That's a little preachy. Kind of like this show.
Ouch.
No, we're not preachy. I don't even care if people vote. All right, so we have we could jump around.
Yeah, I think we have to.
This is a long movie. It's a very long movie.
Oh my god, it's 2+ hours. Jesus Christ.
No, it's 2 hours. 1 hour 54 minutes.
Woody Allen doesn't expend this much time on stuff.
Wait, the last movie we just watched, I think that was 2 hours.
Was it? No. No, it was barely an hour and a half.
Rainy Day?
Yeah, it was barely an hour and a half.
You don't know.
And much better movie.
I can't compare the movies. I just really can't.
Let's jump to clip 12, because I want to get Malkovich in here.
Yeah.
This is where my laugh out loud funny line comes in.
Yeah.
Where Malkovich is talking. This is late in the clip, but he's talking to Louis about the name of his daughter. So,
I mean,
just how the name came about.
And also China brings her like, other hot friend.
Oh my God. We got to talk about the hot friend.
And at the end, you didn't laugh when she says that she had a crush on him. You got to hit on her. That was the funniest.
You're laughing at that? Yes. You're laughing at that.
I laugh at how uncomfortable and horrible of a moment that is.
I was like, why the fuck is that in there? That in there? The hot friend of your daughter admits she had a crush when she was 10.
It's funny because you know what that reminded me of is American Beauty. You remember from the 90s?
I don't remember that.
And that guy. And Kevin Spacey, who is also kind of on the outs. Jeepers. All right, so here we go.
This is the most retarded fucking day of my life.
You can't say retarded.
That's my blood. Daddy, do you see who all is here?
Yes, it's all very...
Oh, wow, there's Grace.
Yeah, that's Grace.
She's pretty.
She's wearing a maternity midriff exposed outfit.
Hey, if you were that hot, you would
too. Yeah. It's just not something you see people wearing normally.
Oh,
Oh, my God.
What?
That's Leslie Goodwin. I've wanted to meet him my whole life.
Ew. Isn't he a child molester? Allegedly.
That's just a rumor.
Dad, he's a child molester.
You don't know that, China.
It sounds like me. You don't know that.
That's just a story.
Oh, God, he's gross.
Yeah, but he's sexy.
Sash, come on.
You know, China, you shouldn't say things like that about a person that you don't know, who you just heard rumors about.
Okay, well, he also dates really young women, and he's what, like 80 years old?
He's a great artist. Probably the best writer, filmmaker of the last 30 years or more. And his private life is, that's not anybody's business.
It is if he's molesting children.
What makes you think that that's something that you know about him?
What? Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy that you came. Yeah. Is this...
This is China, and this is, it's just her friend, Doctor.
Sasha or Sasha?
Whatever you want.
Oh, I love Sasha. And you're China. Yes, hi. Hi. It's nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you, too. Your dad's a genius, China. Sometimes, I guess. It's true. I'm sure he's annoying.
Sometimes, I guess.
Because your father, but honestly. Oh, Leslie, come here. Leslie Goodwin, this is Glenn, China, and Sasha.
Now, have you ever met any celebrity that you really wanted to meet, and it's like you just feel like a complete dolt?
No, I never met. I don't meet celebrities. Well, ever.
I met, he's not even, I mean, to me he's a celebrity, but you never heard of this guy. Corey Clark, who's the singer of a band called Warrior Soul. And I met him and it was just like, I gave him like a 20-second, like, the reason why I write music type of thing. And I just got back and I'm like, I just sound like such a, you know, like just an annoying fan. But I don't even think that Louis C.K. sounds as coherent as that, though.
Hi. Hi, it's not my honor to meet you.
Your name is China?
No, my daughter. This is...
This your daughter here?
Yeah, I'm Glenn Topher. I'm Glenn Topher.
Got it. Hi, I'm Leslie.
Hi.
Girls, would you like to meet Cameron?
Cameron who?
You know, this is, we saw... This happened in the last movie that we reviewed. Remember, she forgot her name. She was like tongue-tied. And so it's kind of weird that we have a similar type of scene there.
There are many parallels here.
Yeah, but it ends pretty differently.
Shut up, Dad. Come on, ladies.
Okay. She's a terrific girl.
Yeah, she is. How do you know her?
Oh, Grace? We go back a while, you?
Oh, I'm writing a new. There's a new show. I write TV shows. I made some shows. Anyway, the new show I'm working on, Grace might be in it.
What's the show?
It's just a thing. It's not a. To be honest with you, it's not my favorite project.
It's not.
No. But, you know how it goes.
I never worked in television.
I know. I know that. I'm a very big admirer of yours. Not to be. But anyway, so this new show, we're going to series, which is great. But it's not something I'm in love with, you know? It's just not, I don't have a feel for it.
Then why are you doing it?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, I can imagine being in that position. Why would you do that? Did you need the money?
No. I'm doing fine. My other show's been very successful.
I'm not sure I would make a show unless you had a desire to do it, unless you're poor.
Right. But, you know, when you get in that kind of mode after a while where you just sort of just start kind of making stuff just because you can.
Yeah, I would never do that. But I'm not you. How did you come up with the name China?
Oh, China, her mom.
That's her mother's name? She's China Junior?
No, no, her mother named her.
And you just stood there.
That's basically it. It was really nice to meet. It was very nice to meet you.
It was so awkward. So you laughed when he said, and you just stood there.
You just stood there. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's there's more.
Yeah, so. I did play just a little bit of the scene where Leslie and China are talking. Just not the whole thing. I mean, again, like these scenes in this movie, like Louis just lets the camera go.
Yeah.
Doesn't interrupt. And I'm like, edit.
You know, I also noticed the shots outside of is this the Hamptons? I'm not really sure where they are.
That's what they say.
Yeah. They look actually pretty good. They look different than the other ones in black and white. So I wonder if like it was just kind of, we're going to just do it in black and white. Like, I wonder if that was decided from the beginning.
I'm sure I'm sure that was a conscious choice.
Yeah. We should colorize it. So we're going to do Leslie and China talking?
Yep. Yep.
Sectional feminist, radical feminist?
I don't know. It's kind of just something I started thinking about.
Well, that's the best way. It starts with your own feelings and you reach out into the world, find out who else thinks the way you do. That's how those movements form.
I mean, this is basically him talking to... This is what he does. This is his move.
Right? And I was like, oh, I'm being charmed by him.
Yeah, right. That bow tie. His pointy what? Toupee. I mean, I'm...
You know exactly he is a radical feminist.
Oh, your average garden variety feminist. Not that they like to be called that. So, but your basic feminist wants women to succeed on an equal basis within the existing system, but you're a radical feminist.
I think we know what a feminist is. But he seems to be able to do this without talking down to people, which is, I think, one of the endearing things about the character and also kind of sleazy things about the character.
Right, yes.
Because he's able to do all of this with such charisma.
She is 17, by the way.
Yeah, he has no right talking to this girl.
Why? Well, so let me ask you. I know you don't have a daughter, but I'm just curious what your viewpoint is.
About these things, I think. You know,
what is your viewpoint of a 17-year-old going out with a 70 or 68 years old?
A 17-year-old going out with a senior citizen.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
or even like 40. Let's say 40.
I don't think it's appropriate. You know, of course, I don't think it's appropriate. I can see, of course, why.
You're Catholic.
I'm Catholic?
Your Catholic upbringing.
What?
I'm just kidding.
No, but I don't. I think it's. Yeah, I think it's inappropriate. I don't think somebody should be double the other person's age. I also feel as though a 17-year-old shouldn't be with like a 30-year-old. I think there's the 10-year or under thing is where it gets better. But as the and not just a girl. I mean, I also don't think a 17-year-old boy should be dating a 40-year-old woman.
Well, that's different. No.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, I know. It's just I don't look at it as something that I just think it's inappropriate either way. What about you?
Well, it depends. Am I the old man in the equation?
No. Brooklyn is the child. And she comes home to introduce you to that old man over there.
Well, that man over there
your
is
son-in-law.
Different from an artist of Leslie stature, you know? So no, of course not. I wouldn't. I mean, it's just, and the way that this movie goes to lengths to say it's okay.
Now, I'm 6 years older than Betsy, keep in mind. But, you know, and I started dating Betsy when she was 18.
So, well, that's in your under 10, you know, exemption.
But you know what? If you put it on paper, I wouldn't approve of this. I mean, I'm a 24-year-old guy who lived on my own. You know, it's
right.
I didn't really, you know, I wasn't.
I'm 7 years older than my wife.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
So you're maybe through the same type of thing. Where there's that, you know, big gap of age, but as you get older, that gap gets smaller, really, because it just doesn't really make as much of a difference when, you know, like when you're 40. Well, it still makes a difference, but. It makes less of a difference as you get older.
Yeah, if we were to put up a dating profile on one of those online dating things, mm-hmm. we'd get people within our age groups. We're not going to get 20-year-olds.
I don't think I'd get it. It would be pass, you know. All right. I'd probably get John Malkovich.
Ouch.
I'm lucky.
So. That's if you're on Tinder.
Or Grindr.
Grindr, that's what I Grindr. I don't know these things. I don't
Grindr. Jeez. What kind of world do we live in? So, yeah, I mean, that's his move. He is the guy who women look up to because he is very wise. He's very experienced. Yeah. He has money. He knows how to dress and trim a goatee.
And he's very intellectual. And like you say, he can talk to them.
Yeah. But he has this reputation.
And this becomes the underlying problem throughout the rest of the movie, which is Glenn doesn't like that China is hanging out with him, and he's constantly trying to find out what is Leslie banging her. I mean, he lets this 17-year-old go to Paris with him. So you know, I just parent would do that. Can we just go back one? I just want to introduce one character.
Yeah.
And that's Maggie, the ex-girlfriend. This is Patricia. What's her name? Albert.
Yes. What cue is that?
We have to go back a little bit because I just want to get her. Because she is a breath of fresh air in the movie. I love this woman.
She's also incredible. She's been in, I think, all of his productions, and she's incredible whenever she pops up in any of these. What clip?
It's very early.
I'm looking.
Oh man, where is it?
I don't know if you clipped it, but I could.
No, you might be right. Oh, you're right. All right, we'll find her.
I got it. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Maggie.
Glenn, what is up?
Nothing.
Awesome.
Maggie? Hi, baby!
Maggie!
Oh, my God, look at you. You got so fucking tan. Fuck off! Baby!
It's March in New York, and you look like a shvuggy came all over you.
Oh. Maggie.
What's a shvuggy?
It's Jewish for nigger.
No, it's not. Yes, it is, but not in the bad way.
Wait, Maggie, I miss you. I miss you I so
miss
much.
You. I miss you too, sweetheart.
Why do I think I never see you anymore?
Well, that's your stupid dad's fault for breaking up with me.
Ah.
I did not break up with you.
No, you totally married me. Totally. China. Go put on some clothes. I'm going to take you to lunch. And then we're going to go buy some stuff with your dad's credit card.
Okay. I can go like this, though.
No.
She's in a two-piece bikini. It's extremely revealing. Like, I can't even believe, like, Louis C.K. As, you know, as a character would allow this.
Honey, I don't want to get poked in the face by every boner in New York. Go throw on a burqa or something.
Okay, Maggie. Oh, Daddy, is it okay if I go out with Maggie? I didn't know if you want to make
plans. No, it's fine.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Oh, Daddy, also, I want to go to Brooklyn tonight. Would you mind booking me a car?
It's fine, sure.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
So, we're about to get a little bit of wisdom from Maggie, but we should talk about who Maggie is.
In real life, or?
I'm Pamela Adlon.
It was bugging me, because I knew I had seen her before. She was on Californication. Did you ever watch that with the X-Files guy?
I always meant to watch that. But she was on The Facts of Life.
What?
In the later years. She's been on. Yes. She was also, I don't know her from this, but she also was on the Red Fox show for 7 episodes. But with The Facts of Life, I believe she was in the final season. And she played Kelly Affinato. And that's where as a kid, that's where I originally know her from. She was also on, let me see. I'm surprised you didn't know that. I thought we were kind of on the same page with that.
No, not at all. Wow, I see she was in The Gate 2, which I've seen recently, but I can't remember.
Is it any good? Because we like The Gate, but I don't know. The Gate.
You know, it's lesser, but it's okay. Like if it's on, watch it. It's got some decent low budget effects.
Now her first role, is a movie that I wanted to review for VHS Rewind. Soon.
Space Camp?
I like Space Camp. I'll do Space Camp. No, Grease 2.
I this is why I'm in shock. Wow. She was a Little Darlings with had a TV movie spinoff? Holy shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we need to review for retro TV.
I see that. I'm making a note of this.
But you know, there's so much stuff. She does a lot of voiceover work.
Jeffersons.
Yeah, she was
21 Jump Street.
She was on the Jumanji TV series.
There was a Jumanji.
Exactly.
TV series? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Now in the movie the TV show Lucky Louie, she played the wife and she was just hysterical. It was really kind of a honeymooners type of on the stage type of thing. I think you would enjoy that show. Kind of a little dark towards the end.
What the fuck is this? A Blues Brothers animated series?
Yeah, I saw that, but I don't know what that is.
I'm looking that up later.
Don't give out all of our secrets.
No, you're right.
A Space Camp cartoon? No, I'm kidding. 21 Jump Street, the cartoon? Can you imagine?
I just love this title. Pajama Sam 2. Thunder and lightning aren't so frightening.
So she did a lot of stuff. So she's
been around.
Yeah.
She's been around.
If anything, she might have the biggest resume outside of, well, I bet you her resume is bigger than even Malkovich's.
But, I don't know that. But she is funny.
204 credits.
She is funny in this movie.
Now, did you happen to look up any of the people's opinions about Louis C.K.?
No, I've read some reviews of this movie, but not of him.
Yeah, I couldn't find too much. I did find one scathing review from The New Yorker. Surprise, surprise. Why Louis C.K.'s I Love You Daddy should never have been distributed in the first place.
I wanted to read that, but I don't have a subscription and I don't sign on to things. So I couldn't read that one.
I don't have a subscription either. I would never subscribe to The New Yorker. But
you hacked it.
No, they give it to you for free. I think if you, show me the article.
Did it really? It didn't start with the article, but then suddenly pop up like subscribe.
No, maybe you read an article prior or something, you know, how it gives you like 2 or 3, you know, there's, if you go into incognito mode, You can view all those type of things without any problem.
Really?
I'll tell you about that later. But, right. Yeah, I mean, it's basically all men are shit and you shouldn't see this movie and don't have an opinion about it for yourself. You know, it's really just I'm offended by this guy's real life actions and this is a very racy movie, so therefore you shouldn't see it. And nobody should see it. You know, we should destroy freedom of expression, even for, you know, for people who I don't agree with.
I think people need to make the choice whether or not they want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you not to see it. I'm going to tell you I don't like it.
Right.
You know?
But I think if anything, I wanted to see this movie even more. After
based
I found
on...
out, yeah, based on the fact that I wasn't allowed to see it. The same thing with Woody Allen's movie, A Rainy Day in New York. Which we both loved. Not loved. We liked.
We liked it. We liked it.
I thought it was very enjoyable.
And on a scale, you know, it is so harmless compared to this.
It's also a very New York movie. And
yes. And this is based in New York. I get no feeling for New York in this movie.
Yeah, it was
not
even filmed
at all.
None. I don't even know if we see a – do we get any shots of New York?
There are aerial shots of New York in the beginning when they were – just before we get the first scene in the office.
It's about as New York as Seinfeld.
exactly. They're inserts. So yeah. It's like everything is probably on a stage. There's no location filming like Woody had in Rainy Day in New York.
Which was beautiful. Really was.
Right. Right.
But all right, I'm going to play a little bit more of Maggie talking about her opinion as to what's going on.
Bad parenting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to play it.
And I think she hits on some serious, serious things, and I couldn't agree with it more, and I believe I see this type of behavior all the time, where people are just saying yes, 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 say yes to their kids to death, and then it's too late.
What?
Nothing. You're a bad father.
What?
If your 17-year-old daughter says, I love you all the time, that means you're doing something wrong.
Why?
Because, Glenn.
He has Bose 301s, I think, speakers in the background. No, I love those kind of speakers. They're on these very nice Art Deco stands. They're very, yeah. I like these little details. That, and I'm sure this is, it could be his apartment for all we know. I don't know.
She's 17. It's a complicated age. A girl that age is getting into trouble, and if she loves her daddy, that means you're doing nothing.
You know something, Maggie? I appreciate your staying in her life since we broke up. She loves you very much, but you're not her mom, and you're not my wife, so let's maybe have some boundaries, okay?
This is what probably you and I would say, right? If we were in a situation. And we would only be lucky enough to have the person respond this way.
Oh, God. Did you just say all of that?
Yes.
Ugh. God, Jesus, Glenn. You suck so bad.
So bad.
Seriously, man. You suck. Look at you.
Oh, I appreciate you staying in her life, but let's have a boundary. Ooh.
Fuck you, Glenn. That's my China. Her mother's retarded and her father's a douche, but she's got me. And I don't need your permission or thanks for staying in her life. China and I are bros, and you can shove your boundaries up your back puss hole. Seriously.
Okay. I got it.
Chine, who do you love more, me or your dad?
You, obviously.
So we immediately love this character, right?
Yes.
But
I don't know why she's calling the ex-wife retarded. We
well,
sort of felt bad for her before, but let's just assume that's just ladies being catfights.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the second time that we got to hear the word retarded.
Right.
We got the N-word, we got the R-word.
Louis C.K. writing the script. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. out of control. So yeah, so let's jump up ahead a little bit. There's a lot.
So China goes to Paris with Leslie and a whole gaggle of people.
Yeah.
So she's not alone with him per se, but of course.
But she runs into him. Do you want to mention where she runs into him?
At the ladies' wear section of, I forget what the name of the store was.
I almost said Ralph's, like the supermarket in L.A. it was that super fancy suit place that I don't, I can't afford to shop at.
Barney's, yeah. That's it. And, I mean, so, you know, earlier it was said by Grace that she throws these parties for Leslie so that he can scout the young girls.
Right.
Now he's confessing to the camera that he goes to the women's wear section in Barney's to scout the girls, right. The young girls. And I think he says in a scene with China, he says, well, who would you rather look at, a nice young 21-year-old girl or an overweight 50-year-old refrigerator repairman or something like that? Right. You know, which one would you watch? So again, this is auteur Louis C.K. writing the script. Are we supposed to like Leslie?
I didn't get the impression that we're supposed to like Leslie at all.
Really? Okay.
He never got sold to me as a viewer.
All right. I want you – hold that thought because we're going to get there. But here's the key scene I wanted to play. Mm-hmm. Which is where Grace and Louis get into an argument talking about this older man, younger girl relationship thing. And I'm trying to find the clip. It's at 103.
Okay, 103:27.
It's a bit of a long clip, and it's all like one take and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to get the words, but I also want to point out one more thing.
Yeah.
To show how – if you watch this scene as it progresses, especially by 110, Louis C.K. is sweating so profusely from
really?
The lights.
I didn't notice.
Watch his head, his neck. He is dripping. I'm like, dude, this is why you need to cut.
Yeah.
And Grace herself is also sweating. Like, you can see her makeup is about to run. I'm like, people, is there not air conditioning where you guys are?
Makes too much noise. All right, I'm going to get it started.
Hi,
Claire.
How are you? Oh, sorry, I'm just
of a visual, so we'll talk over it a little. So, yeah, he brings the script over for her to read it.
And she's like, wet already. So she just takes him into the bedroom.
Why are you always laughing at me?
We're funny.
Okay.
You look at me like I'm the sky and you've never seen it.
You are the sky. You're the sky. And I've never seen it.
Oh my God, Glenn. You're a jaded old fucker. You sure fall hard for a pretty girl. I mean, that's all I am.
No, you're a lot more than that.
Not really, and I don't need to be, but thank you for trying. Will you read the script?
There was an edit right there, by the way.
Maybe you should read it. Along when I'm gone.
I'm going to count the edits.
Yeah, I hope it's not a sore point, but I hear China's having a great time in France.
You heard from Leslie?
Well, everybody's there right now, so...
Everybody?
She's quite the hit. Huh. Look, Glenn, this isn't all bad for her, Leslie. I'm the sky and I'm amazing and all, then just listen to me a little bit. This is a positive thing for China, and I think you're smarter than to be scared of it.
Okay, look, I get that there's a whole, you know, it's like different if you're an intellectual, right? Or if you're a rich artist, then you're above all that, I guess, you know. Only poor people are pedophiles, you know, because we are a Leslie Goodwin. We're after a higher sense of personal stimulus, and we're not bound by social mores and whatever. But, I mean, he's an old fuck with a shady past, and she's a kid.
She's a kid?
Yeah, I mean, she's a minor. She's not competent to... I mean, what if they're... What if they're fucking? Oh.
What if they are?
What if they are? Come on, Grace. Jesus Christ. She's not competent to give consent. Not to an old manipulative guy like that. She's not. She doesn't have the tools to sort that out.
What, so you think when she turns 18 in 3 weeks, she's going to suddenly grow a magic tool of...
No, she's not. But doesn't mean she isn't now. I mean, this particular kid... She is a child. She knows nothing. She's like a Disney princess on estrogen. She's not... She knows nothing.
Well, considering that she is going to be an adult in 3 weeks, then she's in some trouble then. Something better grow her up. I mean, she could do a lot worse.
Well, you think it's okay? An old man and a girl. I mean, doesn't society have to protect her?
Society? You mean you?
Yes. Yes, me.
Because she's 17? I mean, come on, Glenn. It's a number. A person isn't a number. They declare you competent to sleep with anyone you want at 18. Why 18? Huh? Because that's when you can vote and own property and get your own health insurance? I mean, why would all those things happen on the same day? Why would a person sexually mature at 13 or... 12 and then be expected to be put on ice for 5 or 6 years so they can vote and fuck a grown-up on the same day? I mean...
Look, I know. I know that kids have sex. I'm not stupid. But not with grown-ups. They have sex with other kids.
Oh, great! So when a girl does feel lust and desire, she's gotta go be with a fucking boy who's full of all these new hormones and far more dangerous than a man like Leslie. I mean, if your daughter is as emotionally retarded as you're selling her, then...
See how she's wet around the eyes there?
Look, yeah. This is...
By the way, we just... there was an edit, but we got another retarded. So three times the word retarded is...
Auteur Louis C.K. writing this.
Hey, I think it's a funny word. Show me.
What do I have to say? This is wrong. This is an old man fucking a kid.
Know that that's what they're doing.
That's not the point.
It is the point that you don't know. You don't know Leslie and you don't really know her.
I don't know. You know, Grace, you know, no offense, but you're not a mother yet.
No.
And you don't know what it's like.
No, I really don't.
You know, it's easy for you to sit there and say, you know, go let your daughter fuck a corpse.
Which I didn't say.
But, you know, whoever that is in there, when they grow up, you're going to be upset all the time. You have no idea.
No, I don't. And you don't know me, and I don't know you. I mean, you're what? You're a... divorced man. You were married, and then what happened? You cheated on her?
What?
Well, that's what I heard. I mean, it's not a secret, is it? You were fucking around, and you got caught, and then she left you.
I do want to just point out, you know, with Louis C.K.'s shows, he always has this very dark moment. And I think it might be his downfall, but I think it's important to him. And that's why this moment is even existing. You know, this kind of really kind of really kind of eerie conversation.
The way these people are jabbing at each other.
Yeah. I mean, this is a real conversation that people have with each other. And I think that it's a serious conversation. And I think that it makes people uncomfortable to see two people talk about this from two different points of view.
Okay, you know.
He's sweating.
Right?
But he just sat down.
You heard, you can think what you want. My marriage, that people say what they want, people think they know. I mean, we hurt each other. We were both in a lot of pain. You know, people think they know, and they don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what happens in a marriage except those two people. I mean, if there's one thing I learned from that, it's never to think you know anything about somebody else or to think that you can judge anybody on their private life.
Holy sweaty, wow.
Right?
This is different.
Grotesque.
This is different.
Human being.
This is basic. This is math. He's old and she's a kid.
When I was 15, I dated a man in his 50s.
Was it Leslie?
That's none of your fucking
business. It is.
It was my life. I don't regret it. I wanted to be with who I wanted to be with.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grace, but you were raped.
What?
I don't know who the guy was, but that was wrong. You were raped.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? You know who's gross, Glenn? You're gross. It's really gross how you believe you can just wave your gavel and tell women who they should be with.
Now, do you agree with him in that instance? And this is about as touchy as the show will ever get. Our podcast, I mean.
I mean,
15-year-old with a 50, with you. I mean, or me. I mean, I'll be 47 in like 2 weeks.
I would have been gentle if it was me.
But, you know, in a court of law.
In a court of law, I mean, it's 15. Against the law. It is against the law. You
right.
can't do that.
So it's rape, right? You would take an aluminum baseball bat to somebody. God forbid somebody did something like that with your daughter with or without consent. That person would be demolished.
The reason I wanted to play this clip is, like, it's shocking that auteur Louis C.K. is putting these words in the mouth of a woman to say
it's okay
for a 50-year-old to go out with a 15-year-old.
Because it happens. Because, you know.
But the movie is saying it's okay. That's what it's saying. By having a woman say it too is just doubling down on it.
I don't know if he's – I don't know. I understand where you're coming from. I don't know if he's saying that it's okay. I think he's just merely stating that it happens. You know? And it does happen. We see much – you know, we see it happening.
Damn it. Why doesn't it happen to me? No,
with full consent, you know. That was supposed to happen when you were under 18. The only time it can happen. I don't even know if that's legal. I don't even know what's legal anymore and what's illegal. I don't even think you could say the R word. So that about sums up that clip. It's a good clip.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I wanted to. I just,
it's an important clip.
It was almost over, but I this is where the movie was just too. It just seemed kind of false and.
But what's false? I don't understand.
Again, to have this man writing these words for a woman character to say it's okay. I am fine with it. Fuck you that you don't like it.
I think
a woman say that to us.
But he's creating a scenario. He's creating a scenario where it's happening. And he's seeing that what the reaction that he's having is the reaction I think we would all have, is that it's wrong. And there are going to be people out there who disagree with that. So I think what he's really doing is showing two sides of two different perspectives. And also when his daughter becomes 18, it's really up to her. You know, it's a very touchy subject. And it's a difficult thing to put into a comedy. But I think it's a very bold thing to put into a movie. But he didn't force her to take this role. You know,
since this movie came out, it never came out, but Chloe Grace Moretz is saying, oh, it was the worst decision of my life to be in this movie. And, you know, sort of like with the Woody Allen movie where the lead there, like Timothy Chalamet or whatever his name is like, oh, I regret having been in that movie and I'm giving my fetus to charity or something.
Right.
And we discussed that during that show. But, you know, I'd be kind of curious to, you know, Chloe Grace, you know, you're not going to get much more work. So you should be happy that anybody
She's in like five things that are in post and pre-production.
That
I don't know what any of this is.
Just on choice, not.
Kick-Ass
3. The Old Man Years.
I'm not really sure what any of this stuff is, but yeah, I mean, I thought she was good in this too. I mean, she's not the greatest actress in the world.
Chloe? But,
yeah.
She's terrible and she's going to get worse in a scene that we're going to play.
All right. Well, one thing that's going to happen with her anyway is, well, you know what? Good looks just don't last forever. And she better find a role pretty quick. But I thought she was good in this. I think she'll look in the future back fondly at this role.
I don't think she's that good in this movie. You know, she's playing a vapid girl. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I found her to be spoiled.
Vapid. Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. She's disgusting.
But now she's going to have a birthday party. It's going to rain. She's 18 and she's going to go to Leslie looking to get laid. And she's going to make a confession that I'm like, and there's two scenes with her, because when she goes home afterwards and she's yelling at Louis saying, too late, Dad, what am I supposed to do now? I'm like, where did you get this sudden realization? What am I supposed to do now, Dad? And this is where I kept coming back to Lori Loughlin's vapid, spoiled daughter.
Right.
She is never going to have that realization because she doesn't have to, because she's going to live off her parents' money forever. Wait, and that's
why does Lori Loughlin, whatever her name is, why does she even have money?
She was in what was that? Who's the Boss? No, Full House?
From that sitcom?
I don't know how things work where people like her, like in, like you were just alluding to, like she had this sitcom once and she's got all this money. I don't know. Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe she married into more money.
Well, I think her husband is like some rich Italian designer or something.
Yuck. No, exactly. I don't know.
And he's he's twice her age.
Is about her. No. Yeah, Full House. I'm just curious because I mean, how much money is the sitcom really paying?
I don't know. They get residuals, but I don't know if this thing is showing anywhere. I don't know. Maybe it is.
I'm just looking here. She was... Yeah, she hasn't done anything interesting. She was on 90210.
Lori Loughlin?
This is a TV series, 90210.
Wow.
From 2008 to 2012.
I know she did...
69 episodes.
Called, Summerland, I think it was.
Yeah, it's 26 episodes, though. I don't know. I don't know much about her. I don't really care. Except that she was really excellent. She kind of peaked when she was in Rad.
Ouch.
She was great in Rad.
And New Kids.
And Amityville 3D.
Check our archives, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
We've covered some of these.
Honestly, Rad, The New Kids, and Amityville 3D, excellent movies. And, you know, those are very, she did a lot of stuff, right? Like a lot of, like, TV movies and stuff.
I think she's a Hallmark queen.
Oh, God.
But they dropped her when this scandal came up, so she lost that in a revenue stream.
Oh, they'll be back. I mean, for crap's sakes, they're making a new Lethal Weapon. I mean, Mel Gibson's
back. I can't believe that's going to go through. I can't.
Roger's still trying to get retired. I'm way too old for this. Now I'm too old for this. When hey, did that happen? Jeez.
If Bad Boys for Life can gross $100 million, I guess another Lethal Weapon can too.
You know, I've never seen those movies, and I'm not going to.
I am not going to either. Nope.
I don't even believe these movies make this kind of money. I think it's all fake. It's fake.
They're all Scientologists following Will Smith.
I think they just say it made that much, and then everyone's like, oh, it must be good, and then they all go. Bunch of idiots. All right, so let's start finishing this up.
Do you want to play the scene where China is yelling at her daddy?
Yes, I think that's good.
Again, it's just an implausible character turnaround for this character in this movie, except that auteur Louis C.K. had to, I don't know, had to write it this way.
China. What about Leslie?
Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry, my fault.
No, it's all right. Is that correct or no?
Nope. Sorry, it's 134.
134?
Yep.
I don't want you seeing Leslie anymore.
Oh.
So you're not going to see him anymore.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, I can, China. Yes, I can. Because I pay your bills, kid. I shelter you.
I'm not a kid.
You're not? Then what are you? Are you a grown-up? Do you know what a grown-up has? Plans and goals and skills and experience. How many times did you go to Florida when you should have been nailing your college applications?
You let me go.
I let you go? I thought you were a grown-up.
I'm in high school, Dad.
Okay, so which one is it, China? Do you want me to respect you as an adult or let you off the hook when you fuck up because you're just a kid? Which one?
Oh, my God.
You know, most kids your age, they're in a school already.
Yeah.
Or they're doing something.
Yeah,
they already
I know.
Started on something.
I'm 18 and I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing jack shit. Congratulations. Good fucking job. I mean, fuck.
You know, I mean, you could do something. You could do whatever you want. You could be creative.
You could try to
be a writer.
I'm not creative. I'm not a writer. I'm not anything.
Say that. You have a lot
of... You're too late. You're so fucking late. This is over, Dad. I'm 18, okay? I'm not doing shit, and this is way too fucking late of a conversation.
I tried to give you...
What did you try to give me? You didn't give me anything. You didn't give me anything. All this is yours. All this shit around you, this is yours.
I gave you a trust fund.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm fucking happy for you. I'm happy that you're sorry, but what am I gonna do? You know, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Grade school.
Sorry. Apex Tech?
I'm really sorry. I swear to God, I'm sorry.
I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I gotta go.
China. What about Leslie?
That's none of your fucking business, Gwen.
So, I would have socked her right in the face.
And where was she going? I guess back to mommy, but
she never makes it out of New York.
You know, so where was the mother in all this? The mother never, like, talked to her? Why is it all...
Well, she was traveling.
I guess.
Retarded, you know. maybe she's just a terrible mother.
Again, we don't know because we're not. Auteur Louis C.K. doesn't give us any inclination into any of these characters, like why this kid is suddenly having this turnaround. Why, when she goes to Leslie after the birthday party, he rebuffs, like, he doesn't respond to her at all. Like, what the fuck was that about? I don't know why he suddenly changed her mind.
So I want to play this thing with Sasha. I'm going to play the part where she's going on and on.
I'm in shock that this scene is here. Nothing comes of it, but why?
Well, yeah, something comes of it. She gets scared, you know. I think it's a humorous kind of like, this guy cannot go any lower. And then he goes lower.
Who you are. My cousin and I used to make out when our family spent summers together. I don't regret it. I had a thing for you when I was 14, so what?
It was only 3 years ago.
So you think he was really gonna like try something on her? Like
I think that just his movement.
What was that movement? I mean, what was that movement? Why did she like suddenly freeze like she was about to be like?
She's a stupid kid.
I don't know. I just couldn't believe. There is no reason for that scene to be there.
I thought it was funny.
I was like, my God.
Well, and then there's the punchline, because when he's talking to his ex-wife in the next scene, she brings it up, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, you can play that. That's short.
Yeah.
Back to Florida. You let her go to fucking France with Leslie Goodwin. Then you kick her out. And then you try to fuck her best friend, who's 17.
I didn't even.
Yeah. Seriously, very great fathering, Glenn. You're amazing.
China's saying.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not mediating for you, you chicken shit. She'll probably never speak to you again, and I'm not advocating for you. I don't fucking care.
Some mother. See, that to me is petty.
No. He was petty in the first scene where he said, you lost, see
ya. Be the better person.
But she's right to not mediate between the two. I
disagree. I think anybody who's not going to mediate anybody is wrong.
What?
When it comes to this type of situation.
That she tried to fuck the best friend. So
look, listen, she's retarded. She has no idea what she's doing. She's an idiot. Moron. So we go to the Emmy after party.
Leslie has written a TV show that I think is starring Charlie Day, and they've won Emmys.
Yeah.
And then Glenn just shows up.
There is one scene that that I thought was so funny, and that's when Charlie Day meets Leslie for the first time. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And he's like,
reach out the question.
And he was basically asking him all the questions, yeah, that you're not supposed to ask. Did you fuck that kid? And I just thought that was so funny. I'm looking for this scene.
Dick, here it is. Like,
I'm just gonna play it real quick if you don't mind. It's going back a little bit.
Yep.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hello, Leslie.
Hello, hello.
This is Ralph Kinder. This is Leslie Goodwin.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hey, how are you? I know you're from television. You're hysterically funny.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, look, this is an honor for me because I've always wanted to meet you. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, did you really fuck that kid like everyone says?
I love it.
You know, Ralph, you're the first person to come out and ask me that question.
See, I knew that nobody had.
I love this guy. He's great.
Yeah, so you can tell me.
Well, you know what? It's a really personal story, but someday you and I will have a drink and I will tell you all about it.
Oh, shit. I would love that. That'd be fucking great. Hey, man, I'm going to roll.
Hey, Ralph. Do you play tennis?
Sure.
Do you want to come to Midtown someday?
So you had a good time?
So, yeah, basically. I think he yells one more thing out that's kind of funny and random.
See you, man. And I will find out if you fucked that kid. I feel like you did.
I got a feeling you did. Wait.
Okay, good.
The whole
You're
line.
The King, Leslie. I'll see you, man. And I will find out if you fucked that kid. I feel like you did.
I feel like you did. Hilarious. I thought it was funny. I laughed the whole time. So Louis C.K., Glenn, he's hit rock bottom for the most part. And
he didn't get a show on the air.
Yeah. Edie Falco just kind of broke down and started taking medication. And now he's on the outs with his daughter.
Until Maggie brings China and Louis together.
Yeah, she brings Glenn into, is it Macy's? Where is it?
I have no idea. But I was thinking it was Barney's, but
I love this shot so much. Because it looks exactly the way a 1950s department store looks like for some reason. For whatever reason, it just reminds me of that.
Serving fish because it's disrespectful. And I'm like, to who? The fish? And then she's fucking telling the ushers where to seat everybody. And I'm like, Mom, it's not your funeral. For fuck's sake, wait your turn.
What are we doing here?
I gotta buy some perfume.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it kind of lately. I don't even know why. I tore a thing out of magazine. Let's see at the perfume counter if maybe this young lady can help us.
Maggie.
Fuck you, China. Don't be mad at me. This is your dad. Talk to your fucking retarded dad right now.
Four times.
Both of you.
And that's just the clips we played.
Fucking retards. How long do you think your lives are? Fucking talk to each other now.
They talk, they reconcile, and we get a nice little
sort of reconcile, we think, yes.
Yeah, they talk.
Not what would happen. If she ran away from home, she'd be at her rich friend's house, probably smoking crack. She'd be with Sasha, you know, sleeping with her.
Yeah, she'd be like, she'd be hanging out with like Johnny Depp or something.
Right?
Why
doesn't she have a whole gaggle of friends? Like, why exactly? She would be like making, conception of this character is ridiculous.
But we do have, you know what we didn't play is the Mother May I reveal.
Yep, you want to play. This is where she's with Leslie, who is not paying her any attention.
What clip is that? Oh, all right, I see.
You got it? I think it was right before 128.
128? No. I think it's 140.
Oh, you're right. No, it's 128.53.
Okay. Should I play the whole clip?
I know it's long. She basically says that she's...
Yeah,
she
we could possibly just say that she was the ugly girl.
She was the ugly girl, which is impossible.
Well, maybe they were very good-looking girls.
It's not possible. It's a ridiculous conception.
Yeah.
This movie by auteur Louis C.K., is no, it's no bad Woody Allen. It's not even bad Woody Allen.
Oh, please. I think this movie, I think if you have a sense of humor, which clearly you don't, I think anybody would enjoy this. I don't think it is up there with Manhattan. I don't think it's up there with Annie Hall or any of those, you know, amazing, remarkable films. But I do think that it's one of the better films made over the past couple of years.
Wow.
I mean, name a movie it's better, you know, that's better than this, that's come out comedy-wise. Comedy movies just aren't funny.
I gotta think. I can't think of a funny movie lately.
Yeah, I can't even think of a movie that's come out in the past 5 years that I even think is funny.
Funny, yeah.
So,
Marriage Story.
I found it to be very...
Irishman.
The Rainy Day in New York.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that I thought that was funnier.
Yeah. Well, no, it was. I did enjoy it more, but I did enjoy this thoroughly while I was sick. So either way, I don't know how somebody would find this movie.
Yes.
It was not too difficult to find, but you can nudge.
Say no more.
I mean, you could find it if you just use the good old duckduckgo.com. or just use google.com. You can find this. It's not impossible. So I think that this and the other one are excellent movies. Hopefully we can find another banned movie.
And if there are any 20-year-old women out there who need a 50-year-old man in their life, just give me a call.
There you go. Yeah. do you think this movie should have been shelved?
I don't think any movie should be shelved. I think it should be out there and just let people decide if they want to see it based on my review.
Based on my review, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you have to love the movie, but, you know, there are so many garbage movies that come out. Like, you know, and there are movies that are far more controversial than this. Not just this year.
I would watch this over any Marvel movie. I would watch this over any Transformer movie. I would watch this over just about any superhero movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a perfect movie, but at least it's thoughtful. At least it has an idea and a concept. And it does not bring it to the table perfectly. But it's 2 hours I feel as though is spent watching something that is just – it's a rarity these days.
But again, the underlying sexual attitudes are somewhat questionable. Just know
but
that
that's a matter of opinion. Just, you know,
right? You have to see it. You have to make up your own mind.
Yeah.
I wonder what, like, I know Louis C.K. is doing like secret shows.
Yeah.
Like, does he ever talk about this at all? Does he make fun of it? You know, this whole troubles.
Well, Louis C.K., part of his newest act is something like, yeah, I had a really shitty year. He's like, yeah, you know, some people, they say, yeah, I had a terrible year. He's like, no, I bet you I had a worse year. and he's like, I lost a lot of money. He's like a lot, like all of it. He's like, nobody wanted to work with me. And like, he does talk about it in his stand-up act.
Oh, he does. Okay.
And it's a good stand-up. But I don't know. I mean, maybe you won't like it. You might not like his type of humor, Boomer.
I'm...
It's funny that people are calling each other Boomer when it's, you know, the Boomer generation is, you know.
Long gone. Like,
no, I wouldn't say long gone, but they're at, you know, the top. They're aging out of life. They're the higher ups. But yeah, it's weird. I don't get the okay Boomer thing, except just calling people old, and that's ageist. And if there's one thing I've learned is you're not allowed to be an ist of anything. It's against the law.
So all you under 25 women out there, be kind to us 50-year-olds. Yes, thank you very much.
Be kind, rewind.